The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Broadcasting coast to coast and border to border from Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
All right, welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show, the Friday edition. And folks, we've got a terrific show lined up for you. Good to have you with us today. A lot of stuff going on in the news, really around the world, and certainly we want to pay our respects and offer our thoughts and our prayers to Queen Elizabeth and the royal family across the big pond. The word coming out just a little while ago that Prince Philip has passed away, 99 years old, and a pretty sad day for the British. And a lot of people over on this side of the big pond are in mourning as well. And you know who did it? I mean, it had to have been Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. I mean, the way they have behaved, the things they have done to the royal family, pretty disgusting. All the while, poor Prince Philip in incredibly bad health, and they're having to put up with all of this nonsense from a bunch of ungrateful, spoiled brats, which is exactly what Prince Harry and Meghan Markle are. So anyway, it's a terrible thing. But again, I've always been fascinated by the level of attention that Americans actually pay to the royal family. And I never have understood that. And maybe some of our listeners could explain to me why there is an infatuation. I am personally intrigued, though, by Queen Elizabeth, who is a good Christian woman. And as a matter of fact, there was a time going back to the Reagan years when you had Reagan and Thatcher and the Queen, and they were all sort of cut from that same cloth. Coming out of World War II, they were raised to be fiscally conservative, as much as a queen can be fiscally conservative. I mean, you know, she has her own, you know, jet and yacht, but you know, you still got to pay the bills. And again, there was this idea of God and country, and you serve both. And I remember watching a documentary a long time ago about Prince Philip. And here was a guy who was who had to escape from his homeland of Greece in an orange crate. They were literally run out of the country. He had an adopted country of Great Britain. And here was a guy who could have been really he could have done anything in life. And yet he was in love with Elizabeth, and he literally dedicated his life. And if you're not a man, you can't understand this. But to literally just put aside your own wants and desires, how you want to live your life, what you want to be in life, to literally shove all of that aside, his one duty in life was to serve the crown. And that is a noble thing. That is an honorable thing. And that is something that I think has lost in modern generations, this idea of self-sacrifice. Again, as much as you can, you know, self-sacrifice by having your personal butlers and, you know, servants and a yacht and a giant jet and multiple mansions. So anyway, certainly our thoughts and prayers are with the royal family over in Great Britain. But are you not glad, ladies and gentlemen, that our forefathers fought a war so that we would not have to bend a knee to a monarch? The only knee we bow to, the only knee we take is to the Almighty. That is the King we serve. A little sermon there, Grace Baker, on a Friday. Who knew? All right.
Yeah, two for one this week.
You never know. You never know. By the way, you're getting the dog this week.
No. I'm picking him out tomorrow officially. and then I get her in 2 weeks.
Oh, my word. This is like,
it's a whole process.
It's a never-ending thing. It's kind of like, I don't know, it's like the hockey playoffs. It just goes on and on.
It's not
it never stops.
Well, you want to pick the right one.
Well, it's a dog. I mean, it barks, it wags its tail, it eats.
You don't get it, Todd.
Clearly, I don't. So, all right. So, when are we going to get to see the dog in person?
Probably in about 3 weeks or so.
Good stuff. All right. Well, just keep me posted.
Oh, I will.
All right. Goodness gracious. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Now, a few moments ago, the Biden administration announced that the president was going to announce a commission. He's going to create a commission to study packing the Supreme Court. Now, I know some of you are going to be shocked by this because you say, wait a second, Starnes. I thought Joe Biden was against packing the court. This is true. Back in 2020, the then candidate, Joe Biden, was doing a television interview in Cincinnati, Ohio, and he said, enough of this already. I've already spoken. I'm not a fan of court packing. I don't want to get off on that whole issue. I want to keep focused. And now, ladies and gentlemen, comes word that Biden is going to move forward with packing the courts. Now, what I find interesting here is that not everybody on the left actually supports this idea. One in particular is a current Supreme Court Justice, Stephen Breyer, and he was giving a lecture day before yesterday. And he said, we need to think long and hard about this because he's afraid that this is going to politicize the Supreme Court even more. So Stephen Breyer is telling Democrats, do not go down this path. Do not go down this route. By the way, Democrats are basically begging him to step down, to retire. He's 82 years old. And he has no inclination of retiring, but the Democrats want him out so they can put somebody younger on the Supreme Court. They tried to do that with RBG, notorious RBG, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, and she refused to do it. And a lot of people, a lot of libs, very upset about that. As a matter of fact, a lot of libs, even though they worship RBG, were really upset with her, very upset with her back in the day. Well, we've got a lot going on around the country. We're also going to be focusing on what's happening along the border, where now hundreds of sheriffs are sending a message to the White House urging the president to, number one, finish building the border wall, and number two, dealing with these criminal illegals that are pouring across the border. This is from thedailywire.com. The sheriffs say that gangs, guns, and dangerous drugs are flowing across our southern border. U.S. Customs and Border Patrol says 172,000 people were taken into custody in March for entering the country illegally. I want you to just step back and think about that for a moment. So you folks over in Gainesville, Georgia, WDUN, that's about the size of your population in your area, sort of the metro area. Imagine 172,331 people just surging across the border. That is a major city-sized population. The Federation for American Immigration Reform has put out a statement. They say America's sheriffs are deeply troubled about the dangerous impacts that the administration's border policies are having on our citizens, legal residents, and communities. They're calling on the president to act now before our nation's public safety resources are overwhelmed with the criminal side effects of unchecked illegal immigration. Now, I want to say something about this for a moment. Back in the 1980s, my parents, well, about the early 90s, they retired to the North Georgia mountains. There was a beautiful community, a larger city called Dalton, Georgia, known as the carpet capital of the world. If you have carpet in your home, it probably came from Dalton, Georgia. Well, there was a time when there was a massive influx of south of the border immigrants into that community and into those communities. Cheap labor. And I'm telling you, those areas were decimated by the flow of illegals. It's just decimated. So this is not just a border town issue. This is impacting even small town America. And I'm very curious, those of you listening to the program today, those of you who do not live along a border state, but what are you seeing in your communities? Has your community been impacted by illegal immigration? This morning on Fox and Friends, there was some poor guy, and he was distraught, just heartbroken, because his family member, one of his family members, had been killed by an illegal alien, somebody who had already been kicked out of the country and got back into the country. Nobody's speaking out for these Americans. Nobody cares. Democrats don't care. Mainstream media, they don't care. We care. We care on this program. So we're going to take a break. We're going to open up the phone lines. A lot of stuff happening on the program. Great guest. Our good friend Jeffrey Lord is going to drop by. Also, Alliance Defending Freedom has a brand new case out. Third hour of the show. Trivia, a chance for you to unwind, have some laughs, and win some great prizes. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
You're listening to Todd Starnes.
All right, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Jody Jones was on Fox and Friends this morning. His older brother, Rocky, was getting gasoline at a gas station in Tulare County, California. This was back in 2018. Rocky Jones was shot and killed by an illegal alien. He was just 51 years old, by the way. Gustavo Garcia. Gustavo Garcia is the name of the illegal. So get this. The guy was a criminal. He had been deported twice before. The second time, he served federal time, and he was arrested 2 days prior to the murder for being under the influence. But again, California is a sanctuary state, so they take care of these illegals. If you're going to commit a crime and you're an illegal alien, you're going to want to do it in a sanctuary city or a sanctuary state. By the way, this Garcia guy went on to, it's several other people were gunned down, were killed by this guy. It's unbelievable. And nobody cares about these people. Nobody cares. 844-747-8868. Let's go to the phone lines. Ann from WLOB, the Big Lobster in Portland, Maine. Hi, Ann. What's going on?
Hi, Mr. Starnes. I wanted to talk about the poor children who are trying to come across into the U.S. from the border. People have been throwing children in the river to disturb the situation so that the police will go and attend to the poor children, while others will be, you know, illegally crossing the border, and that is completely wrong.
And they've weaponized these kids. Can you believe it? They have weaponized the kids. Alex Jones. There's some amazing video from Alex Jones. He and his film crew were out somewhere in a border town, somewhere in Texas, I believe, and they came across some guy who was literally just throwing kids into a car. Nobody was, I think there were five or six kids in this car. Nobody was wearing a seatbelt. Nobody was wearing the face burkas. It's just unbelievable. And Alex Jones is saying, who are you? Who are these kids? What are you doing? Nobody has any answers, Ann. Nobody has any answers.
Yeah, I thought I heard something about that. And I remember hearing about like a 9 or 10-year-old boy who was completely sobbing. He was lost. You know, I mean, where are the Democrats? Where are these people who, you know, think they're high and almighty, you know, who are trying to control us, yet they have no idea idea what's going on in the border, or they don't care to have any idea what's going on in the border.
Because they don't care, Ann. They do not care. And this is why Biden is putting out all these new executive orders. He's trying to draw attention away from the true catastrophe. I mean, this is a humanitarian crisis down there, and we've got to do something about it. And again, you've got Republican lawmakers. They're down there, and we've been having them on the show yesterday, Burgess Owens from Utah. We had Chip Roy on just a few days ago. And they're telling us these horror stories of little children, especially little girls, who have been raped, who have been assaulted at the border. And the Democrats don't care. Where is Kamala Harris? The vice president was put in charge of the border crisis by Joe Biden. And what did she do? She went to the bakery so she could eat a whoopie pie. I mean, what is going on at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue? Ann, thanks for the call. 844-747-8868. Let's go to Rhode Island. Carlotta on the line. Hi, Carlotta. What's going on?
Hi, Todd. Well, she went to the bakery because her attitude is let them eat cake. But that's not what I called about. Do you know what the word, well, talking about cake, do you know what the word bunt means?
Bunt, as in bunt cake?
Well, that's what people think. But actually, during World War II, a bunt was a group of German, well, people who were, they could be citizens, they could be politicians or just residents, but their main loyalty was to Germany. And they would form little cliques to try to blow up tunnels or perform espionage or whatever. So their first loyalty was to Germany. And I really think we're repeating that now. I think on the West Coast, whatever the Chinese word would be for bunt, I think we have politicians whose first loyalty are to China for whatever reason. Maybe China has something on them. But and the difference is that during World War II, the FBI was on the case and they were always breaking up these bunts. But here I think they're just operating in plain sight and the FBI is doing nothing. So I think that's where we're at.
Well, look, I'm not terribly surprised that lawmakers have other allegiances. I mean, look at Eric Swalwell with his girlfriend, Miss what, Bang Bang, Fang Fang? No, he was Bang Banging the Fang Fangin'. Whatever was going down. But again, that's okay. The Democrats will turn a blind eye to that. And here's my philosophy, Carlotta. If I don't think Swalwell has any business being anywhere near any committee that is dealing with foreign intelligence. Nowhere. At the same time, if all these allegations against Congressman Matt Gaetz prove to be true, I don't think he belongs anywhere here. So again, this is common sense on both sides of the equation. We do not harbor perverts, whether they be Democrat or Republican. Carlotta, thank you for the call. It's unbelievable what's happening in Washington right now. And Carlotta's got a great point. There are lawmakers on Capitol Hill who are pledging allegiance to a foreign country. And that's got to stop. But what's happening on our border, ladies and gentlemen, this is going to impact every single American citizen. And this is why they're so outraged at what's happening in the state of Georgia, where they're trying, even though it's a watered-down bill, it's still a pretty darn good bill, they're trying to protect the ballot box, and they're trying to protect the ballot box from these illegal aliens. That's and the dead people, because a lot of dead people are voting. All right, we got to take a break here, pay some bills. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. By the way, the live show blog is up and running over at toddstearns.com. While you are there, I want you to get yourself signed up for my newsletter. Comes out a little bit later on this afternoon. Also, our free podcast, toddstearns.com. We'll be right back. So it turns out, ladies and gentlemen, that Black Lives Matter is making some big bucks. This is from the Gateway Pundit, our good buddy Jim Hoft over there. Turns out one of the co-founders of Black Lives Matter, BLM, they just bought a mansion in Beverly Hills, $1 million house. Now, how do you think they got all that money? How is that possible? I thought this was a campaign of the people to lift up the oppressed black man. What's going on here? By the way, according to Gateway Pundit, Black Lives Matter and these terrorist mobs they created caused over $1 billion in damage. So I want you to understand what's going on here. While Black Lives Matter and the Goon Squad is out there burning down your city, pillaging and plundering and looting your stores, you've got one of the co-founders, Patrice Kahn-Coulours, 37 years old, and she just bought a $1.4 million house. Anybody curious as to how in the world that happened? So there you go. There is apparently big business and money to be made by creating these rampaging mobs that are going around terrorizing law-abiding taxpayers. The $1.4 million home is secluded in the rustic and remote area of the Topanga Canyon in Los Angeles. I've actually been over in that area. Very beautiful area. A little bit too pricey for your friendly neighborhood radio host. But then again, my life does not matter, apparently, to the BLM crowd. Ms. Kahn-Coulours is a USC graduate. She's married to an amateur boxer. She was the co-founder of Black Lives Matter Toronto. And she created the hashtag Black Lives Matter back in 2013 in response to George Zimmerman's acquittal in the 2012 shooting of Trayvon Martin. Remember him with the hoodie? Remember what Barack Hussein Obama, if he had a son, he would have looked like Trayvon. Remember that back in the day? Oh, we don't forget here on the Todd Starnes radio program. By the way, welcome back to the show. This is the Todd Starnes radio show. We are broadcasting from our flagship station in Memphis, Tennessee. You know, I get a lot of messages from friends in radio. And by and large, they ask me, why did you do that, Starnes? That is a career killer. Why would you leave New York City? Why would you not relocate to a place like Washington, D.C.? Why would you try to base a national radio show outside of the Beltway? And the reason is very simple, ladies and gentlemen, because my message is not for the people inside the Beltway. My message is for the people outside the Beltway. And I got to be honest with you. I love New York City. It was a great place. Had a great time up there. 15 years in New York City in the Big Apple. But the reality is, I got tired of paying a state income tax. I got tired of paying a city income tax. I got tired of not being able to walk outside of my home and just enjoy the day and enjoy a stroll without worrying or being concerned about getting attacked by these gangs of muggers that were prowling the streets of New York City. So I came back home to Memphis, and I'm pretty happy here. And beyond that, we started with nothing here in Memphis, and now we have over 86 radio stations that carry this show, well over 750 that carry our daily commentary, and we're having a pretty good time here. And you know what? 38% of my paycheck is not going to pay taxes, and I like that even more. It lets you eat out a little bit more, go on vacation down to the Redneck Riviera. Matter of fact, thinking about taking a trip up to Dollywood, maybe even Branson. So thank you, Governor Cuomo. Appreciate that. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Let's go to the phones, Gainesville, Georgia. James listening to us on WDUN. Hi, James. What's going on?
Not a lot, Todd. How are you doing? Real quickly, met you about 5 years ago. Spoke at the graduation at Tekoa Falls College. And my wife had you autograph her book, The Deplorables, or your book, the Deplorables Guide, and so it's just a real pleasure to speak with you.
James, I remember that. That was, you know, I was so nervous, James. I got to tell you about this. That was the very first graduation commencement address I ever had to deliver. And I was a little nervous, so I asked somebody for some advice at Fox, and I said, what do I do here? And they said, whatever you do, keep it short, because that day is not about you. They want their diplomas, and they're out of there.
Exactly. And, I think you did a very good job. We enjoyed it that day, and like I said, we had the pleasure of meeting you, and you autographed Michelle's book, and just everything was real good. Told Grace, real quickly, what I called about is some of the upcoming elections to replace some of the congressmen. You know, one has passed away from COVID. A couple of them were appointed to Biden's cabinet. The first one is April the 24th. It's the Louisiana 2nd Congressional District to replace Cedric Richmond. And I was reading the article, and it said both – that's a deeply Democrat district. And it said both candidates on that ballot are Democrats. Well, I was just thinking, with your listeners in Louisiana, I don't know if they have the 51% thing or 50% plus one. If Louisiana could get together and get a write-in to where they could at least keep someone from getting the majority, if they have to have another runoff election, let's start doing to the Democrats what the Democrats have done to America for years. Just bind them up. I think the word is conservation. And just cause a log. And if we don't keep them from getting a Democrat for another month, then we've accomplished something. And I was just wondering on your show if maybe someone in Louisiana could do something, because we've got to start fighting their battle and stop sitting around waiting on, you know, them to just come up with some other way to use a just to gum up the works.
Well, look, James, that's a great thought and a great question. In Louisiana, they use something called the jungle primary, where it's an open primary, so everybody runs, and there is a possibility there. And we should open that up to our listeners down in Lafayette, KROF and KPEL. They might be able to offer some insight into that. But you're right about one thing here, James, that we've got to start playing their game. And that's what Donald Trump did, and he was very effective at it. Keep in mind, when you look at the – and right now, James, the historians have not gotten a hold of Donald Trump's record in the White House yet. But when they do, I believe they're going to look back and find that this was one of the most effective presidents in modern American history. Considering all the things he was able to accomplish, even though he was fighting not just the Democrats, but members of his own party.
Exactly, exactly. And he was very effective in the fact that, you know, don't be reactive, be proactive.
No, I'm with you on this. And I think it's a look, we got to take the game to them. We got to take the fight to them. James, thank you for the call. And thank you for listening to us on WDUN. You know, Grace Baker, where's Grace? Turn your microphone on, Grace.
I'm here.
So yesterday, we did radio caller training 101 because
yes,
we have a lot of new listeners. And,
yeah.
And we're
rookies.
We're one of the few national shows that actually put callers on the air.
Yes.
But there's a process.
Oh, there is a process.
And I just have to tell you, after yesterday's brief training seminar that you led, the callers have been great.
Well, thank you.
Great.
Well, thank you. Maybe we need to do like a refresher course every few months.
You know what? Every now and again, it's, you know, it's a tutorial.
Yeah, exactly.
Continuing education.
Maybe we should make a social media video.
A continuing education class. Oh,
there
that's
go.
Good.
And then have a bad caller example, and you can be the bad caller, Todd, and a good caller example. That could be producer Kyle.
Years ago, somebody called up, and they were like, they were talking to me, and it was very clear they thought they had called the Rush Limbaugh show. And they had actually, they were
no.
calling me. And so the guy, yeah, so he kept calling me Rush, and I went along with it.
Oh, my gosh. Well, that's not a bad comparison.
No. I threw in a couple.
It's a compliment.
I threw in a couple of mega dittos, and, you know.
There you go. There you go.
What are you going to do?
I mean, it's going to happen, I guess. Mm-hmm.
All right. Hey, look, we've got to take a break here, folks. 844-747-8868, toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. We'll be right back.
It's the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
I got to tell you, I don't know what the production team here is. You know, the Todd Starnes House Band. We're one of the few radio programs in all of America that has its own live band doing our bumper music. And they're very creative. And we're loving all the new bumper music. Anyway, welcome back to the show. Good to have you with us today. You know, we've been talking a lot about woke culture. And no doubt it is choking America, erasing our history, threatening our freedoms, our laws, even the police. And our good friend Grant Stinchfield over at Newsmax TV has exposed the secret woke agenda and the hidden players behind what is a very dangerous movement. Here's what I want you to do, folks. You got to watch Stinchfield tonight, 7 o'clock Central, Newsmax TV, as he reveals the real dangers to you and your family. And I can tell you, because I know everybody is talking about Grant Stinchfield. Every night, he gives you the cold, hard truth that you need to know. Newsmax is now America's fastest-growing cable news channel on all major systems. If you don't get it, just call your cable operator, tell them you want Newsmax, or you're going to switch. And remember, you can get Newsmax free on Roku, YouTube, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, smart TVs like Samsung, Sony, Vizio, and LG. It's even free on your smartphone. All you have to do, download the free Newsmax app, and you can start watching today. So find out about woke and its dangerous plans for America tonight. Grant Stinchfield, 7 o'clock on Newsmax TV. All right, let's get to the phones. New Orleans, Miss Janice is on the line. Miss Janice, how are you today?
I'm doing okay, Todd. No, I wanted to, I was trying to call the registrar of voters there. Now, I think for the Cedric Richmond spot, I mean, I could have voted for anybody for that because they had Democrats running, and they had Republican guy. I think they had one Republican guy. And would have had to get the absentee ballots for that and everything. So I just decided to bow out of it because I knew that a Democrat, it would be Democrat in the runoff. It's going to be a Democrat that's going to win. But when we have I know for a fact, for the presidential election, now that is handled differently here in Louisiana. In the primary, you cannot vote Republican if you're a registered Democrat or a Democrat if you're a registered Republican. You have to vote within your party. It's called a closed primary. Now that is for the presidential. Now, of course, when the actual, you know, once they get their nominee and, you know, you go to vote in November, you can vote for whoever you want. But that primary for the president, I know for a fact, is a closed primary. Now, like I said, with voting for the spot for Richmond or something like that, now, to my knowledge, that's not closed.
And again, Janice, I mean, the reality is New Orleans is a Democrat city, and by and large, the Republican thinking, at least in the state level, and I know because this is happening here in our state, we live in a very blue city. So the Republicans are not going to spend a lot of time or effort, you know, trying to, you know, build up a candidate in a Democrat stronghold like New Orleans or Memphis, for that matter.
Yeah, I can totally understand that, Todd. And like I said, I knew how this was going to work out. You know, I told my husband, I said, yes, that I could vote for this other person. We could do that. I said, but I know which way this is going to go. Oh, Democrat? Oh, my God. Big time, Todd. Oh, I can tell you that. I can tell you. It's major Democrat. It truly, truly is here.
But, Janice, what I would like to see happen within those Democrat strongholds, there are social conservatives, and I know you have there's a very large black population in New Orleans, a majority black population in Memphis. Within those population demographics, I was at a meeting last night about this, and one of our prominent black pastors who was a Trump supporter was hosting this gathering, and it was a small group. And by and large, they were trying to identify conservative Democrats, you know, black Democrats who might be able to gain some ground and maybe, just maybe, beat back a progressive candidate. Because that's what's happening in the Democrat Party right now, Janice, is this war between the far, far left and the Democrats that you, you know, don't mind inviting over for a cookout.
Right, I know what you're saying, like the AOCs and things like that.
Yeah, I don't want to invite her over.
What's happening is they're turning socialist. The whole thing, they want to take this to a whole different place, people, and it's not good. And moving forward, you might want to take a look at things and consider voting Republican. You know, because the Democrats are going in a very, very bad direction here, one that I don't like at all.
It's terrifying. Janice, it is dangerous, you're right, and it is terrifying. And if we can help the Democrats out, again, if you're in a 90% Democrat stronghold, okay, there's not much hope for the Republicans. But by golly, there might be a, you know, for example, we had a black candidate here who was pro-life, and they booted that guy out of the party. But there've got to be some folks out there who might be able to get those Democrats back from the edge of socialism, where it's going to be the death of all of us. Miss Janice, good hearing from you. Thanks for the call. Let's go to Florida. Sunny on WOCA, Ocala, Florida. Hey, Sunny, what's going on?
Good afternoon, Todd. It seems to me we don't have a two-party system. We don't have Democrats. We have Demorats. And the other side is the wannabe Demorats. I see no difference. That what's going on is unbelievable. Why they impeached Trump twice, and we can't even talk about impeaching the occupant of the White House now, a person who should have never been placed as a nominee because of mental and physical problems, and it's absolutely unbelievable. The guy was on videotape performing a quid pro quo with the Burisma and the investigation going on in Ukraine. How does this happen? And yet you have a congressman who is Matt Gaetz from Florida, or Gaetz, who is guilty before, you know, he's guilty and still proven innocent.
Now, Sonny,
it's absolutely astounding to me.
Sonny, this is a great point. This is a great point you bring up. And again, about Matt Gaetz. For example, and Matt Gaetz has already been convicted. I mean, he has not been charged with a single crime, but they've already convicted him. I don't know what he did. I've heard the rumors from very good sources of mine in Washington. But you know what? We don't operate on rumor here on this radio program. And I do believe that we ought to give the guy the benefit of the doubt. Now, if it comes out that Matt Gaetz is guilty of all of these things he's been accused of, then he needs to resign. And he should pay the whatever price he has to pay, he's going to have to pay that price. But right now, he's not been convicted of anything. Eric Swalwell has admitted to his behavior, but the media gives that guy a pass. Hunter Biden is smoking Parmesan cheese, for crying out loud. But that's okay. That's all right. All right, got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. Thanks for calling in, Sonny. This is the Todd Stern Dream.
Coast to coast and border to border from Memphis, Tennessee. It's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging deplorable.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
And hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. Good to have you with us today, broadcasting border to border, coast to coast, across the fruited plain. We are sequestered in our Southern Command here in Memphis, Tennessee, at our flagship radio station, by the way, KWAM. Good people around here, and great for all of our listeners across the country. You are going to need this telephone number if you plan on calling in this hour of the show, Open Line Friday. So anything you want to talk about, you can do. Just give us a call, 844-747-8868. That's a toll-free telephone number. 844-747-8868. We've been talking a lot over the past month or so about the so-called Equality Act. This is a piece of legislation that would put a bullseye, a target, on every person of faith in America. And we've got to pay very close attention to this legislation because, folks, when they remove God from the public marketplace in the United States of America, we will no longer be one nation under God. And I believe there are frightening consequences to those kinds of decisions those kinds of things that the godless heathen Democrats want to do to this nation. We have been covering many of these cases for a number of years. Many of them are being defended by our good friends over at Alliance Defending Freedom, one of the top religious liberty law firms in America. They are very good. They are very effective at what they do. And they have taken cases all the way to the Supreme Court, and they have come out winners. I mean, these guys are like, I don't know, Perry Mason and Ben Matlock all rolled into one. That means they're really good at what they do. Well, I want to go to the Liberty University Newsmaker line. We're very honored to have with us from Alliance Defending Freedom, Jonathan Scruggs. Jonathan, I hope you don't mind if I, like, you know, I mean, you guys are like the Matlocks and the, you know, Perry Masons.
No.
Of America.
I appreciate those compliments. I'll definitely take it. Thanks so much for having me.
Hey, absolutely. You guys are working on a case out of New York State involving a photographer and a blogger, and they want to, they don't want to participate in these same-sex weddings. So you guys are representing them. Tell us about what's going on with these folks.
Sure, absolutely. This case is really about whether artists have the freedom to choose the messages they promote. And in this situation, Emily Carpenter is that photographer and blogger. She's operated a business in New York, and she looked up and saw the news, as you and all your readers or all your listeners have seen, of people getting sued for living out their faith in the photography business, in these businesses about marriage. And she realized that those same laws are being used across the country, that New York State has one of these laws. And it's actually even probably worse, one of the worst in the country, that if she lived according to her faith and only created photographs and posted statements on her website that were consistent with her beliefs, the state officials could put her in jail for up to a year, fine her $100,000, and revoke her business license. So she realized that really her life, her liberty, her business was on the line, and she decided to, rather than wait around and get sued, is to go to court and say, hey, court, my freedoms are at stake. What are my freedoms? I have the rights to operate my business consistent with who I am and what I believe. And so those are the enormous issues at stake in this litigation.
Jonathan, I'm curious about a common argument that we hear in cases like this, and a lot of the LGBT activists, they liken this to denying someone service because of their skin color. So, you know, if a black person wanted to, you know, have photographs made and they were denied, that would be against the law. Is there any sort of comparison to that?
Absolutely not. In fact, the U.S. Supreme Court has rejected those analogies numerous times, even in the past few years. The important thing to stress here is Emily, the photographer, she serves all people regardless of who they are. She's willingly serves people in the LGBT community. So for Emily, it's not about the who. It's not about who's requesting it. It's about what she's asked to promote and what she's asked to celebrate. And these freedoms should go both ways, right? We shouldn't be forcing an LGBT artist to create a website criticizing same-sex marriage or a Muslim artist to create a poster criticizing Islam. Right. Those same freedoms that protect those artists should protect Emily, too, that New York state officials shouldn't be singling out Emily for worse treatment just because of who she is and what she believes, that she holds traditional views about marriage.
You know, what's really what's taken me aback over the past couple of years or so, Jonathan, the clients that you guys are representing are by and large younger. We're talking about millennials who are, you know, just wanting to live out their faith and their livelihoods, and they're afraid they're going to be penalized because of that.
Yeah, I think it's really a testament to the younger generations realizing the big issues at stake here, that when the government can come in and tell business owners, tell people of faith that you can't say this or you must say that, they realize that why would someone go into an industry when they're being compelled to violate their core convictions. And so they really have stepped up, in a sense of having no other option. When your options are either go to jail or forsake your faith, then the only place you can turn is to our court system and to rely on the First Amendment.
So earlier this week, you guys filed a federal lawsuit. Take us through that process now. What's the next step?
Yeah, so we did file that lawsuit. We've asked the court to act quickly. So we're just waiting for the state officials to respond, and we're very confident that, you know, they're going to try to defend this lawsuit. This situation really is a case that could go to the U.S. Supreme Court and decide a lot of big issues. You mentioned the Equality Act. I think that's a vital backdrop because this law in New York really is like a mini Equality Act. And these laws are being used across the country really to target people of faith, people like Jack Phillips, who's the cake designer in Colorado. These laws are singling out people and allowing people to be targeted, and it's quite unfortunate. And so this is a situation where the U.S. Supreme Court eventually is going to need to step in and clarify what the laws are.
And again, it's not a one and done, as Jack Phillips taught us, where they're, even though you guys won at the Supreme Court, they're still going after that poor guy.
Yeah, it's really unfortunate. Jack has been in litigation for almost a decade. He recently got sued again, unfortunately, and had to go through a trial to witness his wife, his daughter testify on the stand. He had to testify again because someone is using one of these laws really as an arm of cancel culture to target someone, not because really of what they do, but because of what they believe. And that's a dangerous precedent. In our society, we live in a pluralistic society, and we've got to learn to disagree with each other respectfully. And that's all these clients want to do. They're not trying to voice their views on anyone. They are just trying to live at peace and not have the government come in and tell them how to run their business and what to believe and what to say.
I think that's incredibly reasonable. And Jonathan, we're so excited that ADF is on the case here, and we're going to be following this. Folks, you need to understand that ADF doesn't charge a single penny. So they rely on donations from our listeners to help fight these cases. And again, you know, these are folks just like you and me. You probably go to church with somebody like Emily or Jack Phillips. And so here's what we want you to do right now. Go to adflegal.org/Todd. That's T-O-D-D. That's adflegal.org/Todd. And become a donor. Support the great work of ADF as they fight for our freedom every single day. So, Jonathan, thank you again. Keep us updated on how things are progressing.
No, I definitely will. Thank you so much for having me.
All right, Jonathan Scruggs, who's one of the great attorneys over at Alliance Defending Freedom. We're excited to have them, by the way, as a new sponsor of our radio program. We've been reporting on their cases for a number of years, and we're happy to help them as they are raising money, and it takes money. And so even if you've just got a couple of dollars, that goes a long way defending these kinds of court cases. So if you do not have a website or if you do not have a computer, you can always call them. And I want you to write down this telephone number. It's 855-716-7461. 855-716-7461. The website, again, adflegal.org/Todd. This is all part of what we do here, folks. It's not just complaining about the issues. It's about doing something about the issues. And that's why I love having these guys on our program. All right, let's go to the phones. Boston, our good friend, speaking of millennials, our favorite millennial, Connor. Hey, Connor, what's going on?
Hey, Todd, how you doing?
I'm good. Thank you.
Todd, it's awesome, first of all, to be on air with you today. And that previous guest you had just brings up so many amazing points about just the things that are going on in our country right now as far as the freedom of religion, freedom of speech. I mean, you hear this constantly with the left about how these, you know, these issues like the Equality Act or, you know, same-sex marriage are so popular with the American voters. And, you know, it's like, instead of making these laws, why don't we do a constitutional amendment if you have such a problem with some of the, you know, some of the way the Constitution is structured? It's like they know it's not popular with the American people, and they know that if they were to ever bring that to, you know, to the table, it would never happen. Now, my opinion when it comes down to marriage, I think really that the government shouldn't be involved in marriage at all. That's just my opinion. That's more the libertarian side of me. But if you let the government come in and start telling us, okay, you know, you can't say this, or, you know, we're going to punish you if you have this you know, your faith like that, still sad. It's like, we're going to lose this country. We're going to slowly but surely become the Soviet Union. And I have zero doubt that the far left of the Democratic Party, that's where exactly where it's going to take us. Complete control.
complete government takeover.
Yeah, let me jump in here, Connor, and I hate to do this to you, my friend, but we've got a pretty pretty bad phone signal, but always good hearing from you. And I do want to respond to what you just said, because we are on that path, and it is going to be fast. I think people are going to be genuinely shocked at how quickly this country embraces socialism. It's going to happen very quickly, and primarily because moms, dads, many of you may not be aware of this, but there's a very good chance your child has been indoctrinated by the left. And you hate to say that, but if your child goes to public school especially, there's a pretty good I have a pretty good inkling that your child has already experienced and been through the conditioning to embrace socialism. No doubt about it. Now, look, you know, a lot of people giving me grief. Todd, you got to get the China virus vaccine. Got to get it. Todd, we just worry. We worry, Todd. We've got you on the church prayer list, Todd. You got to get the China vaccine. I just don't like people poking and prodding at me. I'm just being honest with you. And as I have said many times before, every time yours truly gets the flu shot, I get the flu. And in my way of thinking, heaven forbid I get the China virus vaccine and then I get a full-blown case of the China virus. And I don't even like Chinese food that much anymore. So now comes word. This is reason number, I don't know, are we keeping track here, Grace? Reason 72 why Todd is not getting the China virus vaccine. Reason number 72. We have the story up on our website. A coronavirus vaccination site in Colorado was shut down Wednesday after at least 11 people suffered adverse reactions to the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Two people were taken to the hospital for further observation, and some of the symptoms included nausea and dizziness. That's according to the Colorado Department of Public Health and Safety. And then there's yet another vaccine that's causing people grave concern over blood clotting issues. So you know what? I'm very content right now just to step back and let's see how this thing plays out. Got to take a break. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. Are you taking the vaccine? Have you taken the vaccine? Give us a call. We'll be right back.
From the front lines of the culture war, it's Todd Starnes.
So it's not every day that we get compliments on our commercials, but we have a listener out in Lafayette on KROF and says, Todd, as a fellow believer in Christ, I have to tell you, I really enjoy listening to your commercials, which sound so unique in the secular world that we live in. Well, thank you very much for those kind words, and we love all of our sponsors here on the Todd Starnes radio program. They're good folks, and we hope that you really frequent their establishments as well. All right, let's go to the phones. Texas, Benjamin on the line. Hey, Benjamin, what's happening today?
Hey, Todd. Hey, I just wanted to talk about that issue with the last guest. So if Jack Phillips is going to be pressured that much and his business shut down for refusing service on the marriage deal, why are these businesses not shut down for refusing service over a mask? Isn't that the same thing?
You know what? It is exactly the same thing, Benjamin. And here's my point. Here's my take on all of this. You have a right to run your business however you run your business. When I lived in Brooklyn, New York, I lived in a very, very liberal area. And it was a beautiful area. This is where I wanted to live. And to be honest with you, since I talk about the liberals on this radio program, I wanted to live in their natural habitat so I could, you know, understand them. And Benjamin, for whatever reason, we had a large population of lesbians that lived in my neighborhood. And there was a lesbian barber shop and there was a lesbian biker bar. It was a weird neighborhood, Benjamin, not going to lie. But you know what, Benjamin? Not once did I go into that lesbian biker bar and tell them, hey, you have to put the 700 Club on your TVs. I didn't do it. You know what? I don't agree with their philosophies or whatever, so I don't go to the lesbian biker bar. So if you are getting married and you're a dude and you're getting married to another dude, why do you care? Why would you not want to go to a baker who would be more than happy to embrace you and your marriage and your political ideology?
Exactly. And I just wanted to tell you that and tell you I love your show, and I'm 17 and a proud patriot.
17 years.
Love listening to you every day.
17 years old. Now, Benjamin, are you homeschooled? Are you in college?
I was homeschooled. I just graduated a few weeks ago early.
Well, look at you. Congratulations. What do you want to do with your life, Benjamin?
Oh, we own a family pool cleaning business here in Waco, Texas area. And so I'm going to continue doing that. My dad's owned it for 32 years.
Well, that's pretty awesome. You know what we're going to do, Benjamin? We're going to let you give a shout out. What's the name of the family company?
It's Tropic Pools.
Tropic Pools.
Tropic.
All right. You know, yes, what, sir. Benjamin? We're going to be down in Waco later this summer doing a big book signing, and I got to stop by the silos to visit Chip and Joanna Gaines, and we may just have to drop by your business as well.
Well, perfect. We'll take you out for some great barbecue.
Oh, all right. Forget about Chip and Joanna Gaines. All right, Benjamin. We're coming to your house. All right, Benjamin from Texas, 17 years old, working for the family business. Good for you guys. All right, hey, we got to take a break here, folks. 844-747-8868, toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Our good friend Jeffrey Lord, coming up next. Got a little 80s feel today. This is my jam back in the day. Grace, I've got to stop saying, I've been saying jam all week. What is up with that?
I don't know, Todd. I guess you're just in a good mood.
I guess so. I'm trying to expand my vernacular. You know, I want to be cool and hip. No, not really.
Oh, so what about Jeezaloo?
No, Jeezaloo's always there.
It's, okay.
Yeah. But, I mean, Jeezaloo's my jam too, I guess, as they say. I got to
look up some synonyms for you.
You know, I want to play some audio here before we get to our good friend Jeffrey Lord, but I want to just test this out. Normally, I have a chance to listen to, investigate the audio before it is broadcast over these airwaves, but I haven't had to. I was a little busy before coming onto the program today. My understanding is that Senator John Kennedy out of Louisiana who is probably the best wordsmith in all of the Capitol, but I didn't realize he was also had musical inclinations. So let's take a listen. This is Senator John Kennedy from Louisiana.
Born free as the wind blows, as free as the grass grows, born free to follow your heart. Live free and beauty surrounds you. The world still astounds you each time you look at a star.
Bless his heart. That's all I got to say.
A little pitchy. A little pitchy, Senator, but he's, you know what? He may not be able to make the American Idol cut, but you just work on it a little bit. Let's go to the Liberty University Newsmaker line. Our good friend, he is the proprietor over at thejeffreylord.com. Jeffrey, what'd you think about Senator Kennedy there?
I don't know if I can talk, Todd. I'm laughing so hard. I think he is an American original, and I look forward to listening to him every single time I see him on television.
Well, I figure if Mark Stein can do a CD of Cats, there is hope.
Oh, Well, I long ago gave up my childhood ambition of being the fifth Beatle. It just was not in the cards.
There you go. Well, you know what? You found a pretty darn good career as a writer, and I'm really enjoying the website. You've got it up to date with all sorts of great stories, and I do want to jump into a lot of these things you're covering. First of all, the situation at the border, Jeffrey, we had a couple of lawmakers on this week who have been there, and they have heard firsthand the stories you are reporting about at the border. I mean, this is pretty horrendous stuff we're talking about.
Oh, my goodness. The one that just appalled me, which I put in my piece there towards the end, is that they're talking to a young girl whose voice is hoarse, and they ask what's the matter. The matter is that she'd been screaming so hard because she was gang raped. I mean, Todd, I don't even know where to go with that. I mean, that is so absolutely horrific. And then I'm sure you and your audience have seen the video of the little 10-year-old boy from Nicaragua all alone, sobbing his little eyes out. I mean, this is absolute chaos. This is a crisis with a capital C. And it's a direct result of the Biden border policies, and they ought to be ashamed of themselves.
And the frightening thing here is that we had Congressman Burgess Owens on yesterday, and he made a good point. I mean, we've been focusing on the president's remarks about grabbing our guns, talking about how no amendment is absolute in the Constitution. And he said, this is distracting from the big story, which is the border. But, Jeffrey, ultimately, all of this is big. And they're coming at us on all different fronts here.
They are, and I'm mildly bemused at his notion that all of these amendments to the Constitution are not absolute. Let's just imagine for a second, Todd, that you tell liberals that the right to have an abortion, quote unquote, is not an absolute right. What do you think the response would be?
Well, I've already called my tax attorney, and I said, guess what's not absolute in my mind?
Paying taxes.
But, Jeffrey, when you look at the scope of what this administration is doing, it is, I just don't believe Joe Biden is this progressive. I think he's clueless, doesn't have any idea what's going on. Somebody behind the scenes is pulling all the strings here. What do you say about that?
Yeah, I absolutely agree. And I forget, Todd, if we've talked about this before, but in a thumbnail, you know me, the history buff, I went back and took a look at my shelf of biographies of Woodrow Wilson. And in a quick thumbnail, he had a stroke after he came back from dealing with the Treaty of Versailles in Paris. And he took a train trip to convince the country on the League of Nations, had a stroke. He was totally paralyzed on his left side. The only three people that were allowed around him were his wife, his doctor, and his private secretary, a guy named Joe Tumulty, who's been with him for years in New Jersey politics. And the doctor explicitly said to Mrs. Wilson, don't let anybody come to him with decisions because they're too upsetting. So, of course, she made the decisions, and she ran the country. So had Hillary Clinton been elected, she would, in fact, have been the second woman president of the United States. I just have to believe, particularly having been in the White House and worked for a president, there are people right around Joe Biden who have an ironclad control over who sees him, over what he says, over what policies he picks, et cetera. And I think we will probably find this out long after the Biden White House disappears into history, but I have that feeling some version of that is going on.
I mean, how is it Kamala Harris? Because she doesn't, honestly, I'm not that terribly impressed with her, and she certainly seems to have no interest in taking a leadership role based on, you know, her, you know, ignoring the border crisis that she's been assigned to handle.
Yeah, you know, one of the curious things about a White House, any White House, is that you've got a legit number two, right? The elected vice president of the United States, whomever that may be. But you have always an inner circle of loyalists around the president who've been with him forever. And to those people, when push comes to shove, they don't really look at the vice president as one of them. It would not surprise me in the least if in some form or fashion, even she were excluded from this.
That's fascinating. Again, I've been hearing the rumblings, and I know you have too, that, you know, Barack Obama may be ultimately the guy, you know, behind all of this, because this certainly smells like his third term in office.
Yes, yes, it absolutely does. And I mean, this goes back to what Obama said, you know, when he was running himself. He wanted to, you know, to transform the United States. That's what they are all about here. I mean, it could be guns, it could be taxes, it could be spending. It could be declaring healthcare as a new infrastructure. I mean, whatever issue you want to pick, that's in essence what's going on here. Not to mention H.R. 1 and taking control of elections. And I now understand today there's a group that Biden has looking at the Supreme Court and the size of it and all of that.
Were you surprised that Stephen Breyer came out yesterday or a few days ago? And he is staunchly against this. He's warning the Democrats, do not go down this path.
Yeah, I was a little surprised. But, you know, when you think about it, it's a pretty rarefied place, the Supreme Court of the United States. You've got 9 people on there, and they can become very much institutionalists. Although I wildly disagree with him on a lot of things, John Roberts, who was a Bush appointee, I think he is very much an institutionalist, and I think that is what may be the savior here at some point.
All right, Jeffrey, we're going to have to leave it there. The website, folks, thejeffreylord.com. Jeffrey, hope you have a good weekend.
Well, Todd, I get my first shot in 2 hours, so if you never hear from me again, you'll know why.
Wow. Let us know how that goes, Jeffrey.
I certainly will.
All right. Jeffrey Lord, everybody, put him on the prayer list. He's going to get the China virus vaccine. We'll see how that goes. Jeez-a-loo. All right, 844-747-8868. Speaking of vaccines, I want to go to Chattanooga, Tennessee. Scott hanging out with us today. All right, Scott, what are you going to do? You getting the vaccine or not?
Oh, no, sir, Mr. Stoker. I'm not going to get it, Doc. I'll tell you why, because they don't know. I mean, they're saying that the shot only lasts 6 months. Why would I want to get a shot every 6 months? Go through all that sickness all the time. And it's people that took it, they have died from it, they've had blood clots from it, they've had strokes. I mean, why would I get something like that? I mean, it's unbelievable.
It is unbelievable, Scott, and thank you for the call. I'm with Scott. Way too many people are keeling over, way too many people getting sick. What was it, the guy who was just minding his own business gets the vaccine, and the next thing you know, the skin on his legs falls off? Where do they put that on? Is that like on the vial, caution? Vaccine may cause your leg skin to fall off? That's disgusting. So I'm willing to take my chances. One of the things I am not willing to take a chance about is our Constitution, though, and our friends over at ConstitutionCoach.com are putting together a terrific program just for our listeners. I was at one of their sessions a couple of weeks ago, and it was absolutely amazing. You learn about the Constitution, and you get to shoot guns in the Nevada desert. It's this great combo of training, and you're there with a couple of hundred of your fellow patriots from all over America. So you get great education, you get great training, and some pretty incredible fellowship. I met a couple of ladies from Spokane, Washington, and they could be snipers. I mean, spot-on marksmen. Great, great stuff. So here's what I want you to do. Right now, go to ConstitutionCoach.com. Even if you can't go to the weekend in Nevada, and they have these weekends set up throughout the year, but you can also do a lot of their coursework online as well. So go to ConstitutionCoach.com. They have another class coming up on April 25th, and it's going to fill up fast. So you need to sign up now, ConstitutionCoach.com, and you can find out how you can be a part of saving America. We'll be right back.
It's Radio Free America. Todd Starnes.
All right, folks, coming up in the next hour of the show, it's Friday. That means trivia. We're doing a full hour of trivia, a chance for you to win some great prizes. So, Grace, you got to remind me to give out the trivia question before we wrap up this hour of the program. So time now, though, for some crime news.
Keeping you updated on crimes sweeping across the Fruited Plain.
I ain't scared of no popo car, the popo car, the popo.
This is the Starnes APB.
And we have some fairly heinous crime news to share with you today involving both man and beast. And Grace Baker, I'm just telling you, something's not quite right with the animal kingdom.
No, I know. It's been a little off kilter this year.
They don't seem to know their place in the great order of things.
No, and it seems like they're wanting to escape from humans, which, hey, we are, you know, crazy. So
I, you know what? I think we're going to start, though, with the human. In Fort Lauderdale, Florida, a South Florida children's author was robbed of her precious books.
Children's books.
Her car was burglarized, and inside were the prized possessions. Laura Dukesta is a New York Times bestselling author of children's picture books, 60 copies of which she had just picked up from the mail.
Who steals children's books?
Somebody who doesn't read a lot, I suppose.
Apparently.
Or maybe they just like the pictures instead of the words.
Maybe. Florida man.
Or maybe like Michael Knowles. He just writes a book without any words.
There you go.
Miss Dukesta says that her windows were smashed in her SUV. Florida police said they were on the lookout for the car, which is believed to be involved in multiple burglaries around the country or the county, whatever. Anyway, two men inside of one of the vehicles saw the police and ran away. And it turns out that her books have been recovered. So there you go. Thank you
very much.
There's
a happy ending to the fairy tale.
A happy ending. So there you go. Next story, Louisiana. Oh, there's some crazy stuff going down in the bayou state. This is from The Smoking Gun. A Louisiana man claimed a meth stash was actually salt to treat his ingrown toenail.
Just go to Walgreens, man.
They've got an ointment for that.
Exactly.
John Combs was confronted by police. They found a clear crystal-like substance in a plastic Walmart bag. It's always the Walmart bag.
You got to watch
There's
those.
Always a Walmart
I think
story
there's
involved.
A Tim Hawkins song about that.
So anyway, John Combs did not, like some suspects, claim it was a laxative or sugar and cornstarch used in baking cakes. Instead, the 47-year-old suspect explained that the substance was salt that he had used to treat an ingrown toenail. Does that really work?
Well, I wouldn't know.
I mean, what do you do? Just get
Who
the
tries that?
You get the Morton salt and
oh,
just
the
open
salt.
The spigot and
no,
just
the meth. I was like, I don't know.
No, I don't think meth does that.
No.
I think if you're on meth, you don't care if you have an ingrown toenail.
No, I don't think so.
I'm just saying. Anyway, he's in the Wachita Parish Jail. There you go. Next story. A woman accused of being a serial wedding crasher is wanted in Mississippi on charges she stole items at a wedding where she was not invited. Wasn't there a movie about this?
Yeah, I
wedding
feel like
crashers.
There was.
Yeah. Marshall County, Mississippi. Sandra Henson showed up uninvited to weddings and stole gifts while the bride and groom were doing their thing on the dance
floor. Glad I didn't get married in Mississippi.
You got that right. All right, next story. Oh, we're going international. Kuala Lumpur, a massive lizard, was seen wrecking havoc inside a 7-Eleven store in Bangkok. The chunky Asian lizard, that thing looks like an alligator.
It's huge.
It looks like an alligator. A giant alligator is just climbing up the shelf.
He's trying to get to the Cheetos.
Do they like Cheetos? Is that the...
Who doesn't like Cheetos?
All right, well, whatever. So anyway, did they shoot it? No. They said, well, they said it was hungry. And whenever you're hungry, where do you go? You go to the 7-Eleven.
Yeah. Makes sense.
All right. That looks like an alligator to me. I'm just
But that's
telling.
Not the only animal misbehaving right now.
No, where's my other animal story? I missed my other animal story.
Oh no, did it get lost just like the monkeys? I can explain this one. I've been researching this.
All right, Grace, take our correspondent on Crime News, Grace Baker.
Yes. So there are five monkeys on the loose in Cincinnati, Ohio. They were spotted about a day ago in a cemetery in a tree. So what were they doing at the cemetery? No one knows. The Cincinnati Zoo says that they have all their monkeys are accounted for. So these monkeys came from a private collector, and I checked just moments ago, and there's still no update on the monkeys. They're still on the loose.
They're just, what, monkeying around?
I think so.
Going bananas?
Yeah.
I could go on if you want. But we can't, because we've got a break for the news, and we've got to give away our first trivia question.
Ooh.
And by the way, Joe Thorderson, no, Joe's not going to be here. So we have Chet Hopper, and we have Alan Gilbreth from Tool Talk Radio, and they're going to be answering your questions as well. All right, here is my first question. We had this guy on. He is a congressman from the great state of Utah. He was on the border yesterday. Who was the congressman from Utah on this program yesterday? 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
From Memphis, Tennessee, on the banks of the mighty Mississippi, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us, that's right, I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
And hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Good to have you with us, ladies and gentlemen. It is hour three of the Friday edition of the program. And Grace Baker, you know this is my favorite hour of the week.
Mine too.
It's trivia.
It's the best.
And we have a full house today. Of course, Avery Bryson, who is our resident college student, is manning the studio there at Liberty University. Greetings, Avery. How are things going at Liberty University these days?
You know, they're going really, really well. We just got back from Easter break this past Tuesday, and it's been a pretty light week for me, thankfully. With some of my classes, I've been able to get back into normal class schedules with ease and without a whole lot of homework. And excuse me, I have the hiccups right now, so if you hear me stop for a second, it's because I'm hiccuping.
Are you hiccuping on the air?
I'm trying not to.
Wow, I just heard it. I just heard it. You were trying to swallow a hiccup. On the air?
I was drinking some water so I could stop it, but like they come up so randomly, I don't know how to prevent it.
All right. Well,
they'll be gone in a few minutes.
We're going to let you work on that. We'll get a counselor on the line. Hang tight there.
Thank you.
Also in studio, we're very excited to have Alan Gilbreth. What in the world, Alan?
You got to follow the hiccups? Man, what can I say?
I know it. Alan Gilbreth, host of Tool Talk Radio, and we're going to get your mic situation worked out here momentarily. And let's also go to our good friend Chet Hopper, host of The Real Resistance with his lovely wife, Sherry. Chet, good to have you with us.
Man, I appreciate it. I was just glad to get the phone call.
And guys, we're having some tech difficulties with the microphone, so we'll get those worked out here momentarily. But in the meantime, guys, we're going to release the first question. And folks, if you know the answer, give us a holler. Prince Philip, as you know, just passed away. Prince Philip was 99 years old. He had not been feeling very well and had been in and out of the hospital. Just passed away. Queen Elizabeth, the royal family in mourning. And here is your question. We want to know, how many children did Queen Elizabeth and Prince Philip have together? Did they have two children? Did they have five children? Or did they have four children? If you know the answer, give us a call, 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. And we will be taking your calls momentarily. In the meantime, we do have a caller on the line that wants to handle our first question in trivia. Let's go to Germantown, Tennessee, and talk to Merv. Hey, Merv, how's it going today?
Hey, Dr. Starnes, how are you?
Well,
we get all of your question, but I think I have the answer.
All right. Yeah, well, you're going to go with the very first question we asked. What is the answer?
I think it's the honorable representative from the state of Utah, Burgess Owens, who is the number one fan of the former kicker Gary O. Uprimian of the Miami Dolphins.
Well,
Burgess on the map.
Murph, you are absolutely correct. Yes, it was, in fact, Congressman Burgess Owens. He was on the program yesterday, and he was the lawmaker who was at the border and described those horrific conditions out there. Murph, we're going to put you on hold. We've got a great prize package lined up for you, so hang tight. Again, folks, the question of the hour, the first question of the hour, we want to know how many children did Queen Elizabeth and Prince Philip have? If you know the answer, give us a call, 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. Now, here's the rule for trivia. When you get one question right, we're going to bring our panel back in, and they're going to help you get the second question right. And if that happens, you're going to be a winner of the day. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
About to back up and bring it. It's Todd Starnes.
Welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Great to have you with us. Trivia this hour. We have Alan Gilbreth from Tool Talk Radio.
Good to be here, Todd.
And we have Chet Hopper from The Real Resistance with Chet and Sherry Hopper. Chet, how's it going?
I'm doing really well. I'm excited because I've never done this before, and I'm feeling all special.
Well, you should feel special.
I am. I mean,
you're the brain trust here. So,
oh, Lord.
Whether or not people win prizes is
based
on you guys.
Can I buy a vowel already?
So here's the deal. If you're on hold and someone gets the answer correct, do not hang up because we have lots of trivia questions. Let's go to Carrie on WDUN in Gainesville, Georgia. Carrie, how's it going today?
It's going fantastic, Todd. So great to talk to you. I tried to get with you when we had Joe from LJ and Joel Williams when you were up at Truett last time, but I never could get in, so it's really an honor to talk with you.
Well, you're kind to say that, and Carrie, we're going to do our best to try to win you a prize today. So the first question, you've got to answer on your own. We wanted to know how many kids Queen Elizabeth and Prince Philip had. What is the answer?
Well, I actually heard that on WDUN earlier this morning. The answer is 4.
And that would be correct.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right, Carrie. You have Edward, who's like the little child, who's now like old. You had Anne, and then you had Andrew, the alleged pervo, and you had Prince Charles, who's about to be King of England.
That's correct.
All right, so now we get into the fun part of this. Carrie, Alan and Chet are going to help you win a prize. Now, here's the deal. You can either go with their answer, or you can try one of your own. So, Chet and Alan, are you guys ready?
I'm in this.
I can already see Chet Hopper's brain pulsating.
He's ready.
I don't know why. I'm like, this is really, it's like it's life or death here. Like, I'm really, really worried.
All right, here we go. According to Grubhub, what was the most ordered food item during the 2020 quarantine? The most ordered food item. Was it a spicy chicken sandwich? Was it a regular chicken sandwich, or was it pizza? Gentlemen?
Oh, well. All right.
All
pandemic.
The pizza, all the pizza companies got their own delivery.
Most of the time, right.
Right.
So that's
so
probably
I think we can
not.
Eliminate pizza.
I know for a fact that, carry the three. I'm going to go with regular chicken sandwich.
Regular chicken sandwich.
See, I'm going to say the Popeyes spicy chicken sandwich came out during this time, so I'm going to say Popeyes.
Can I just say, I was not a big fan of that spicy chicken. I wasn't a big fan of the Popeyes chicken.
Just saying, it came out, pandemic, Grubhub, you know, I'm going to carry the five.
I don't know. I'll eat a chocolate yard bird. I love chicken. It doesn't matter to me.
A chocolate yard bird.
Absolutely. With syrup.
All right, Carrie. So here's the deal. You've got spicy chicken. That's Alan. You've got normal chicken, which is Chet. Or you can go with pizza. What do you want to do here?
I believe I'll go with normal chicken.
Oh, Carrie, I'm sorry. I wish you would have gone with Alan, because the correct answer is spicy chicken sandwich.
That's not a problem.
Well, Carrie, thank you for playing, and give us a holler back next week, and maybe you'll be able to win a prize. By the way, according to Grubhub, the spicy chicken sandwich saw nearly a 300% rise in orders.
Wow.
During the global pandemic. Unbelievable. All right, if you want to play trivia, 844-747-8868. Let's go to Debbie, listening to us on KWAM in Memphis, Tennessee. Debbie, how's it going today?
It's fine. It's good to talk to you, Todd.
Well, you're kind to say that, Debbie. And we've got Chet and Alan here. And, guys, I think we're going to let you toss about this question and see if we can't get Debbie a prize. All right.
Okay.
Yesterday, Joe Biden, do we have this audio by any chance? Yesterday, Joe Biden called the ATF something yesterday. We need to know, what was it that he called the ATF? Chet Hopper is laughing here.
Yes, I actually heard this interview, which is, and the reason, well, you know what? I know the answer. I do know, because I have one of these on my new toy. He was saying the ATF, and I got me a kayak, and there's an aft section of this kayak, and he was calling it the AFT instead of the ATF during the whole interview.
The AFT. You sound pretty confident, Chet
Hopper.
Pretty
sure.
Debbie, what do you think? Do you agree with Chet Hopper?
Very confidently, I agree. Yes.
Thank you, Debbie.
You know what? In a situation like this, let's go to the tape.
I'm proud to nominate David Chipman to serve as a director of the AFT. David knows the AFT well.
Congratulations, Debbie.
He's always at the back of the boat, then, David.
Thank you.
It's always.
I heard that too yesterday.
Debbie, it's always a fun time to win a prize based on Joe Biden's incompetence. So,
right. There, a fun game.
All right, Debbie, hang tight. We're going to get you a prize package. Debbie from Memphis, Tennessee. So far, so good, guys.
All right.
Except for poor Carrie. In Gainesville, Georgia.
I know, Carrie. Poor Carrie. I led him astray.
Way to go,
terrible.
Chet.
Awful.
Goodness gracious.
I mean, I've got signed copies of the books. I'm good.
All right. Here is the next question for our listeners. So if you know the answer to this one, give us a call. We had a Daily Wire show host on the program this week, a guy who hosts a show on the Daily Wire. Was it Ben Shapiro, Michael Knowles, or Matt Walsh? Who was it that showed up on the program this week? If you know the answer, give us a call, 844-747-8868. In the meantime, let's go to Kent, who is listening to us in Arkansas on KARN. Kent, say hello to Alan and Chet. Hello, Kent.
Hey, how y'all doing? I'm honored that I was able to get through.
Well, we're honored that you got through as well. So we're going to try to win you a prize here. Do you like Superman, the movie, Kent?
Oh, I know I should say, yeah, that's my great-grandfather was Clark Kent. But no, I'm not not especially.
Well, he's not going to like this question very much, guys. So here's the deal, Ken. I know one of these two guys is going to be able to get this correct. Guys, here's the question. Who is the actor that portrayed Superman in the 1978 film by Richard Donner? Was it Marlon Brando, Christopher Reeve, or Robin Williams?
Oh, I got this.
Yeah, I'm good on this one, too. I think I've got it.
Who do you got?
This is Christopher Reeves.
This is so Christopher Reeves.
Christopher, all right, are you sure? I don't want to pull a Wheel of Fortune where you have to get it exactly correct, but it's Christopher Reeve.
Reeves. Oh, okay. Yeah.
No, but if you're on Wheel of Fortune, we had a story about
it. I was talking about him in the possessive. It's his wheelchair. It's Christopher Reeves.
Oh,
wheelchair.
Oh, that's terrible.
I'm just saying.
The man's dead.
It's a S apostrophe.
Oh, golly. That's terrible. Kent, the guys say it's Christopher Reeve. What say you?
I say it was Christopher Reeve.
Yeah, you know what? You're correct. Yes, Ken, congratulations.
That's right.
And we're going to put you on hold, and we're going to get him hooked up with the prize package. By the way, you know, there is a connection between Robin Williams and Christopher Reeve. Do you guys know what that is?
I actually don't. I can't.
Well, you know, they were roommates at Juilliard.
So they were at the same college and another roommates. Yep. Wow.
I had no idea that Robin Williams went to Juilliard.
Oh, yeah.
That's a hoity-toity school.
Yeah, indeed.
Just going to point that out there. All right, let's go to Carol in North Little Rock, Arkansas. Carol, how are you today?
I'm great, thank you.
All right, Carol, we have the Todd Starnes Radio Show Brain Trust here with you, and they're going to help you today win a prize package. Now, the question is, what Daily Wire show host was on my program this week? Was it Ben Shapiro, Michael Knowles, or Matt Walsh? What do you say, Carol?
I don't know.
Oh, boy. Carol, you weren't listening to the program all 3 hours, Carol?
Wow. You got to turn it on and turn it off when it comes on and goes off, Carol. You got to listen for the whole time.
My heart is crushed.
But you know what, Carol? I don't know either. I worked 100 hours this week, so I have no idea who was on the show.
My brain trust doesn't even listen to my program. This is sad. Jobs.
You know what I'm going to say.
All right, guys, take a guess. Was it Ben Shapiro, Michael Knowles, or Matt Walsh?
Well, I'm pretty sure it wasn't Shapiro.
Why would you say that?
Well, I mean, I know he's in Tennessee, so he's too close to get on the show, right? Like, you got to be far away to be on the Todd Starnes Show. You got to bring it. You got to go with big air to get on the Todd Starnes Show.
Let me put it this way. This guy wrote a book, and there are no words in the book.
Oh, that's okay. A picture that's book. Do you have a pop-up clue. Book?
No, it wasn't a picture book. There were just blank pages.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Was it Michael Knowles or Matt Walsh?
I'm going to go with Matt Walsh.
I think I'm going to disagree with you.
I think Michael Knowles is Beyonce's dad.
I'm going to walk all the way down to the end and step out on the ledge.
Oh, you can't.
Well, you know.
It was Michael Knowles.
There we go.
How is it that no one was listening to the radio program? You see, this never happens to Rush.
I heard you say that earlier.
Yeah, Bo Snardley watches. Unbelievable. All right. You know what we're going to do, Carol? We're going to give you that one. And then we're going to.
All right.
So we're going to give you a do over here. wow. These are hard questions. All right. Here we go.
Yeah, that one I knew, unfortunately.
Okay. Let's talk about Forrest Gump. We have a movie question here. Forrest Gump. Why did Forrest Gump run across the country? Was it to break a world record? Was it because he just felt like it, or to find Jenna? Oh, I like that, Jenna. I forgot about that in the movie. Why did Forrest Gump run across the country? He just felt like it, to break a world record, to find Jenna.
All right.
Am I supposed to answer those?
You can weigh in if you want to, Carol.
Yeah, Carol, this is a team sport.
Okay, I'm thinking because he wanted to.
You know what? I'm on your team with this. I think it was just because he wanted to.
I think at the very end of it, when he said he'd run enough, I think it was just because he'd had enough run and he just wanted to.
You know what? We're going to make Carol a member of the Brain Trust because that, Carol, is absolutely right.
Why are you doing this?
Thank you.
I just felt like running.
I just felt like running.
Well done. All right, Carol, congratulations. We're going to put you on hold, and we're going to hook you up with a prize package, so don't go anywhere. All right, folks, we have lots of other questions, and we're going to go ahead and toss one out here. If you know the answer, give us a call. What is the name of the father of James T. Kirk, Captain Kirk? The name of Captain Kirk's father on Star Trek. If you know the answer, was it George, Christopher, or James? Give us a call, 844-747-8868. Oh, you already know this, Gilbert, don't you? Yeah, he knows it. 844-747-8868. This is trivia on the Todd Stearns radio program. And again, if you if somebody answers the question, you're already on hold. Do not hang up, because we have lots of other questions and we have some great prize packages to share with you as well. By the way, during the break, go to toddstearns.com and you'll be able to download our free newsletter and our free podcast. As a matter of fact, the Friday edition of the podcast or the newsletter should be coming out momentarily. And you can also pre-order a copy of the brand new book, Our Daily Biscuit, Devotions with a Drawl. All sorts of great inspirational stories and recipes and great Bible verses, too. ToddStearns.com. We'll be right back, folks. To the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Good to have you with us. It is Friday Trivia, and we're going to go right to the phones. Before we do that, I want to toss out another question. Aunt B from the Andy Griffith Show was a well-known cook on that program. There was one thing that Aunt B made that no one could stand. It was awful. We need to know, what was it that Aunt B made that made everyone ill on the Andy Griffith Show? If you know the answer, give us a call, 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. All right, let's go to the phones. Kenny in Mississippi listening to us on KWAM. Kenny, what part of Mississippi are you calling from?
Biloxi.
Biloxi, Mississippi. Well, we're just very excited to have you with us today. The question, Kenny, we want to know the name of Captain James T. Kirk's father on Star Trek. Was it George, was it Christopher, or was it James?
James, I think. I have no idea.
Oh, no, it is not. Kenny, thank you for playing, but that is not the answer. Let's go to Susan. Susan, listening to us on the live stream from Northern New York. Hi, Susan. How's it going?
It's going good here.
Wonderful. Well, Susan, we're in studio with Alan and Chet, and they're going to help you out here. Try to win a prize. We need to know the name of James T. Kirk's father. Was it George or was it Christopher? George or Christopher?
All right, I'll guess. George.
Oh, that's a good guess. Yeah, that's absolutely correct.
Well done.
It's George. Yeah, his wife gave birth, and then his spaceship blew up. So yep. That's how it went. It's a very sad story. But Susan, all right, we're going to try to win you a prize here. Chet and Alan, here's the question.
All right.
Joe Biden announced today that he is organizing a commission to study packing the Supreme Court. We need to know, when did the Supreme Court reach its current number of 9 justices? Was it 1780? Was it 1869 or was it 1910?
Well,
oh, this is a good question.
I just missed the cutoff on all of these.
And Susan, you can either go with their answer or you can decide to try it on your own.
You know what? I'm going to go with the recent history. I'm going to have to go 1910. Right. That's going to be my best right. guess. And if we're wrong, I'm sorry.
Chet is 1910. What about you, Mr. Gilbreth?
I'm going to agree with Chet. There was a lot of political unrest and a lot of changes in that particular era.
Oh, so. Yes. Terrible time in American history. Yes.
It was pretty rough. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to have to say that
one. Oh, yeah. 1910. Terrible.
So. I think actually both dates they changed the Supreme Court, but I'm going to agree with Chet.
Oh, wow. All right. Susan, it sounds like they're very knowledgeable, but if I were you, I would not go with their answer. That's just me.
I'm saying 1910.
Are you sure about that, Susan?
Mm-mm. Well, I'm, yes.
For no! Oh, Susan. I am so sorry, Susan. The correct answer is 1869. Mm. And according to American history, the Supreme Court actually changed six times before they finally settled on the current number, which was, again, in 1869. There have only been 17 chief justices since the founding of the nation.
I thought that was a trick question because 1869, I was like, ooh, ooh, the price of one hamburger at Five Guys.
Is it? Oh, geez, Alou. Oh, for heaven's sakes. By the way, now, Chet, a lot of people may be interested to know that you work for 911. So yes. You're a 911 operator.
Yes. I've been doing that for about the past 18 years.
And I guess you get to see the best, but mostly the worst of humanity.
It's all in there together, all in the same day.
Mm. Any interesting stories out of 911?
Yeah, probably my best stories when I was brand new, and because you never know what you're going to hear, but you really never know when you're brand new. I was my first or second time ever taking a phone call, and I had my trainer hooked up to me, and they record every word you say. So when they put you on Oprah, and they go, why were you asleep on the call? They have proof, right? So they record every single word you say. Guy comes in, he calls in, you're supposed to say, fire department, what's the address of your emergency? And I said, fire department, what's the address of your emergency? He says, ah! I mean, he's just absolutely screaming. And I'm like, sir, calm down, tell me where you're at. I'm out here in this thing, and he's just screaming. So I'm doing everything I can to get him to calm down, and finally we figure out that he is in a field somewhere, and it's near Walnut Grove. He doesn't know where he's at. And I say, okay, sir, so you got to get what is called the mechanism of injury in the 911 world. Sir, what's wrong with you? Oh, my bone is out. I was out to call him, and I got this by my bone is out. Please come help me. So this is back in the day when there's no such thing as, you know, we know where you're at when you call with your cell phone. You have to tell us, right? We don't have the GPS-ery we have now, right? So he finally gives us a thing, and I'm finally getting to what's actually happened. He says, yeah, I'm out here in this bone. And I says, sir, what are you talking about? Is it your arm? Is it your leg? What bone are you talking about? And he says, no, dummy. My ball is out. I tore my sack on this fence and my ball is out. Now, I don't know if he's talking about a Walmart bag or not, but
we got it.
What I say inside the 911 call is, oh crap. And my trainer hits me on the back of the head and says, you can't say that. You're on a recorded line. And I look at her and she's a 70-year-old woman and I go, but Shelby, his ball is out. What are we supposed to do?
I don't think you can say that on the radio either.
That's what I mean.
He's alone.
I didn't know if he was going shopping or what. He had, like, tennis balls or what, but I was nervous for the man.
Can we get Susan back on the air? I want to talk to Susan. Thank you, Chet Hopper. Never a dull moment.
Never.
At 911.
That was at 8 in the morning.
Oh, sweet mercy. All right, let's go to let's go to the phones. Steve in Little Rock, Arkansas. Steve, how are you today?
I'm doing wonderful. I enjoy your program and appreciate everything you do.
Well, you're kind to say that, Steve. So, look, we're going to win you a prize here, and we've got Chet and Alan in studio. We're talking about Aunt B from the Andy Griffith Show, and she was known as a wonderful cook. But there was one thing that Aunt B did not do a very good job of cooking, and we need to know what that was.
Well, I'm hoping my friends at DuckDuckDuckGo didn't lead me astray. Oh. And they insinuated that she pickled some things, and they didn't like her pickles.
You Googled it, dude?
Not only did you Google it, but you did it on the most private internet there is. Like, no one can even know that you were cheating.
He DuckDuckGo'd it.
Oh my goodness.
You know what? You don't even need Chet and Alan, because that is, in fact, the correct answer. It was her pickles. Yeah, they called them kerosene cucumbers.
No way.
She made a mean bean pie, though. I know that for sure.
I would say that. Absolutely.
And to try to make things good, Andy and Barney and Opie in that episode would go out and they would substitute those delicious store-bought pickles, I guess from Mount Olive, for the bad ones. So. There you go.
Good times.
It was good times. Hey, Steve, God bless you. Hang tight. We're going to get you hooked up with a prize package here on the Todd Starnes Radio Show. All right, we're going to take a break here. Here is the next question. And if you're a Monty Python fan, this question is for you.
Yes.
In Monty Python and the Holy Grail, don't answer this, Chet.
I'm not.
All right. In Monty Python and the Holy Grail, what are the Knights of Knee searching for? If you know the answer, give us a call, 844-747-8868. You guys are dying to say the answer here.
I almost shouted it out in a British accent.
All right. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
Triggering microaggressions from coast to coast. It's Todd Starnes.
Folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Alan Gilbreth here from Tool Talk Radio. Chet Hopper from The Real Resistance. Programs on our flagship radio station, KWAM. Here is the next trivia question. We need to know, who is singing this song?
Born free as the wind blows, as free as the grass grows, born free to follow your heart. Live free and beauty surrounds you. The world still astounds you each time you look at a star.
Star. Arr, matey.
I was going to say, I'm pretty sure this is a pirate.
So tell us, who is singing that song, The Next American Idol? Give us a call, 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. Let's go to Tad in North Carolina, listening to us on the talk station. Hi, Tad. How's it going today?
It's pretty good, but I was going to answer the Monty Python question.
Yes, you are. All right. So here is the question. In Monty Python and the Holy Grail, what are the Knights of Knee searching for?
A shrubbery.
Shrubbery.
Yes.
We want a shrubbery.
Anyway,
I'm
just...
Well done. Tad, I take it that you and the guys here... studio, big Monty Python fans.
Oh yes,
you almost have to be. If you're of this generation, you have to be. It's required to get into the restaurants.
It's like the secret code, I guess, right. Alan.
Well, especially for the sci-fi conventions and stuff. This is one of those great shows. You can be in a group of people and just holler out a Monty Python line, and you will immediately find another fan within 10 feet of you.
Yeah, that's the person who yells back.
Mm.
That's who you're drinking with after the convention. You know they're going to have a good time.
Well, Tad, we're going to put you on. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Tad.
The real question is, what's the weight of a unladen sparrow?
No, sir. It is, what is the weight of an unladen swallow? And the question is, are you talking swallow. European or African?
Yeah.
Are you suggesting coconuts? Mike, right?
I've lost control of the show.
Okay. Yes, you could grip them by the husk.
How has this happened? Make this stop.
Come on, Patsy.
Well, this is our first...
scratch.
Yes.
This is the first time a caller has taken over the show.
Absolutely.
All right, this is the first and last trivia competition on the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Tad, hang tight. We're going to get your contact information. This never happens on the Rush Limbaugh Show. It never happened, guys.
You're better.
All right, let's go to David in Georgia, WDUN. David, how's it going today?
Going great, Todd. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you for asking. All right, so we're going to play a clip of this as much as we can stand. Let's take a listen one more time to these docile sounds of the pirate.
Born free.
Okay, that's enough.
Free as.
Todd, I'll have to tell you, I called in to answer that Monty Python question, and although I did hear you talking about this guy earlier in the show, I don't remember his name.
Well, we're gonna let our Monty Python experts try to help you out here, guys.
Yeah, at first you want to say it's Ernest Borgnine, but that's just a trick. That's not.
No, I don't want to say that.
It's not the real answer.
I thought it was Patsy the Pirate from SpongeBob.
That's not Patsy Cline either.
I'm almost positive that is Senator, right? Senator Kennedy from Louisiana.
Yeah, that's it. Right. Senator John Kennedy.
John Kennedy, yeah. He's Nancy Pelosi's biggest fan. He always has such eloquent words for her when he talks of her.
It's true. It's
true. What did he say one time? He said something about it must be easy being stupid, but she's got the market cornered or something. He always says such great little advice for her and quips.
Was it one of my great lines, Smoking the Bandit? Remember when you had Jackie Gleason? He was talking to his son, Junior. You'll always be my little tick turd. Remember that? That's a great line. That's a John Kennedy line right there. So.
Absolutely.
Junior, you'll always be my little tick turd. I see. You know, it's interesting. That movie, everybody in that movie was from the Deep South except for Jackie Gleason, you know, who had a pretty decent Southern accent, considering he wasn't from down in these parts.
Way better than Nick Cage in Con Air. Like, I can't handle it.
Or Driving Miss Daisy, and those fake Southern accents just blew me away.
Oh, my goodness, right.
All right.
Came with extra syrup.
Put the buddy back in the box.
Come here. Come here. What? All right, David, hang tight. Congratulations. We think you won something.
It's a very challenging trivia show you have here, Todd.
Well, thank you for that, David. We appreciate
that. I'm glad he said challenging.
I think he left out the word mentally.
Oh, my goodness. All right, let's put David on hold and cheese-a-loo. Real quick, let's go to the phones. Let's see if we can't squeeze another caller in. Let's go to Maine. Ann is listening to us on WLOB. Guys, that's called The Big Lobster.
The Big Lobster.
Ooh, right.
Hey, Ann, turn down your radio.
Oh, I'll shut it off.
All right, there you go. You got to turn that off there.
There we go.
All right. And we're going to try to win you a prize here real quick. Ann, who wrote the theme song for Star Trek?
That's not Ernest Borgnine either.
And we're going to give you guys some choices. Was it Gene Roddenberry? Was it John Williams or Alexander Courage? And guys, I'm going to let you help Ann out here. It wasn't Roddenberry. He
John Williams was Star Wars.
Right.
All right, so we got that one done.
And Todd says it's not Roddenberry.
He wrote Star Trek, but he did not. I don't think he did the music for it.
Maygel was the original voice of the computer, so it wasn't her.
Was that the wife?
Yes.
I didn't realize that.
Yes.
Is that right?
Deanna Troi's mother was Maygel Roddenberry. So
now that is some hardcore trivia, right?
Oh, dude, you have no idea.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that I'm in the wrong event.
So I think we're down to one choice.
Alexander Courage. What do you guys think?
I'm going to go with it. I think it's a win.
Ann, what do you think? You want to go with the guys?
You want to go with the guys?
Mega ditto with that.
Oh, yes. Well, it's a good thing you did because the guys are absolutely correct.
And I am using Megadigo, whatever that was, all day. That was better than Jeezaloo. That was a...
We're going to put Ann on hold. By the way, guys, you know what the name of the score was for the Star Trek theme song?
Absolutely do not know
actual
that.
Actual name of the...
Where no one has gone before. Where no man has gone before.
Oh, okay.
That was the name of the song. Yeah, there you go.
I'm learning all kinds of stuff today.
Guys, we're going to review what just happened over the past hour, and we're going to get back to you, making sure we have the FCC on the hotline. So It's tough. Guys, thank you so much for coming in and doing trivia. Great job today. We're going to do this again next week, folks. Chet Hopper, Alan Gilbreth, thank you so much, guys. Want to thank our great team, Avery, Kyle, Grace, JP. Folks, it's been a lot of fun this week. Get out there. Have a great Friday. Whatever you do, be sure to go to church this weekend.